All right. Well, we are here with Lucy Chapman. Are you at Harvard this year? And why don't you just jump in and tell us what's going on up in Massachusetts?
Yeah. So Harvard got started with school a little bit later than a lot of schools. So we got started after Labor Day. And it has been crazy. I feel like to start, there's been a lot of ways that the Lord has very obviously provided and like blessed me in this. And I would say like a huge one is my staff. So Michael Whittam is my he's my boss, my campus minister, and he's incredible. So we meet weekly one-on-one for like pastoral care, but then we also meet like as a whole staff weekly for like logistics and admin and things like that. And then NJ is my like co-intern. He's taking his third year. And I would say the three of us get along really well and enjoy each other. So it's like it's exciting to be at work because they're there, and it's like I like at the end of the day, even if no one comes, like I'm gonna be with Michael and NJ, and they're a blessing to me. So that has been huge and allowed us to spend a lot of time together, like praying over the semester. So every week we meet on Thursdays, around 10 a.m. for a few hours to like run through the week, run through logistics, but also to share like things that we need prayer for or things that like the Lord has been doing in our own lives. And then we spend a lot of time praying together. So that time has been really, really good. And then throughout the rest of the week, we have large group on Tuesdays, which is where we have like our larger worship gathering. So that has been really sweet. Michael is teaching through Mark. And it's been really good. It has been smaller than I thought it would be, like not as many students as I thought it would be.
So how many people come to the large group?
There have been like 10 to 12 students coming to large group. So, yeah. We've had a little bit harder of a time than it seems like they did last year or the years in the past, like with numbers. And it's this hard balance between like, you don't want to be like just trying to like, you don't want to just want students to be there for the number all the time. 'Cause then like, we don't want to be like recruiting people to RUF out of fear, and like out of manipulation. But it's like, you do want RUF for their soul. Sorry, there's like a car outside that's loud. You know, you want like you see the needs of community and that or the needs of campus and that they need community and they need a space to rest, and you want them to have RUF so that they can experience that. So I would say that's like a line that we walk is like we want students to come for the right reasons, and like pray for their souls and their relationship with Jesus, and not like pray that like RUF is their savior, you know? Yeah.
So the ones that are the ones that are coming, are they they're your base, your Christian base, and they're dedicated to RUF? Are they do they struggle because the numbers are low as well? Like it's so different from what we see down here where there's
Yeah.
so many people attending RUF and you have a community like that.
I don't think that that's something that they're like, oh, rats, I wish RUF was a lot bigger. I think they actually find a lot of sweetness in the fact that it's a smaller community, because they feel really known. So something I was not really, I mean, I couldn't understand it till I got here, was there are several other Christian organizations on campus. And so it's a very nuanced, like, the way they all operate. So like a lot of Asian students feel really comfortable at this campus ministry that is primarily Asian students. So then it's this weird line of like, okay, we want you to come to RUF because it's something you're looking for, but we don't want to like try to convince you that you need to like leave this other organization that you're in that's feeding you in like a sweet way. What I've found is the way that RUF stands out from other ministries on campus is it has staff. So most of the other campus ministries are completely student led. So when students are like, what makes you different? We get to say like, oh, we have like an ordained pastor and like interns and like people who their whole job is hanging out with you. And like, we want to know you and support you. So that is the main thing that separates RUF from other campus ministries. And then what happens at other campus ministries is because they're student led, it's like they get a title or they get a job or they get like something to put on their resume, which like when you're a Harvard student, like you want. And so I think the fact that we are like actually just show up and like be loved and like you don't really need a title here, I think it's really good, and it's the opposite of what the rest of campus says. So because of that, there's more of like a, wait, what? Like, why would I go to something that like, I don't get something to put on my resume, you know? So it makes sense. But yeah. I don't think the students are like super, like they love RUF and they love that they're known at RUF. And something that we're working on, like in our stage of development, is encouraging students to invite others. Like, don't just like show up and not tell anyone where you're going. Like, invite your roommates, invite your friends. Like, you can like invite people into this. So that's kind of like something that we've been praying for.
Are you discipling any girls that are in, and are you coming now? Like, you know, more one-on-one since it's such a small group.
Yes. So before I was placed here, we were on a call with the past intern at MIT, and she was like, you should be thankful if you get like 1 to 2 one-on-ones a week. And so I was like, what? But that has not been, I've been having more like 4 to 5 to 7 one-on-ones a week, more like 4 to 5. But a one-on-one is like when I'm spending time with students, specifically girl students, and we're getting like a coffee or a walk, and it's a chance for me to like know them and for them to be known in that space. So yeah, I've been really enjoying my one-on-ones with students. I've found that it's like most of the students I've hung out with, well, some of them are like in the core group, so like come to all the RUF things, but then a lot of students I've hung out with like have not been to a single RUF event this year, which is actually a good thing. And we've talked as a staff about, you know, some students just don't want to go to large group, and we don't want to communicate like, oh, you can only hang out with me if you pay me back and come to my thing. It's like, we want to be able to like just spend time with them one-on-one. And if that's what they need, that's what they need. Like without expecting anything in return. So yeah, I've been hanging out with a few girls, and it's been really sweet.
How are you making those connections if they're not coming to large groups? Just they come about.
So some people that I've spent time with, friends from college, have been like, oh, my cousin goes to Harvard. Like, she's a sophomore. She was in a different campus ministry. She had a bad experience. She's looking for a new one. So I've been spending time with this girl, and she started to come around to like our events. Like, she was with us last night, which was really fun. Others of them, it's like a friend from college being like, oh, I went to high school with this girl. She's probably not a Christian and has no idea what your job is, but like, you should just get to know her. So sometimes that hangout is just like not even being like, come to my thing, but it's like, let me just like get to know you and like be your friend. And like, these students, like, we're probably the first person on campus to be like, no, like, how are you? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't, like, your classes are amazing and that's awesome, but like, how are you? So yeah, some of the connections have been like that. it's kind of just random. Like we'll have for the first few weeks we did coffee at like a little coffee shop and then took people to church. And so like a student came to that, her name's Corey, who she's kind of considered like fringe because she doesn't really come to RUF, but like she's connected with the staff. So I was able to hang out with her last week and it was really awesome. There's like, we have a list of students that are like, we have the list that's like, they've never come to anything and we're like always inviting them. There's a list that's like, have shown interest in the past, don't really come to large group, but still want to know staff. So yeah, there's different like kind of categories of students, I would say.
What do you see as the biggest difference, like in your experience at Wade and now up there? What is something that's really struck you as different?
Like about RUF or just everything?
In general, whatever.
I would say something about RUF is at Wake Forest where I went to school, RUF was like your social life. Like all my friends went to RUF and I like made an effort to be friends with the people there. And the one of the biggest things that we've been praying for is a lot of like there's two boys on ministry team, for example. And they will both separately say to staff, like, I don't have any Christian friends. I don't have any Christian friends. And we're like, be friends with each other, you know? Like, we've been praying for friendship among students in RUF. And, of course, they're very kind to each other at events, but it's not like, let's go hang out after RUF and hang out throughout the week. So that's the biggest difference, and we pray for that every week that they would. Michael says it like, I want them to have like the friend that you call at 3 a.m. when you like have no one else and you're just like, you're all alone. Like he was like, I want them to build those kind of friendships where you like really have someone. So that's what we've been praying for. And actually we've seen like the Lord working, like those two boys started like meeting weekly with another boy they know on campus who's a Christian to like intentionally talk about like what's going on, how are you doing, like what's really hard. So that's really cool, you know, because that's not something that we've seen in these boys before, and they've started to meet up pretty frequently. Trying to think, Harvard is just so interesting because there's so much like wrapped up in the name of Harvard. So just that alone like creates a lot of dynamics. So like people like are touring campus all the time that like are from like all over the world. And like they're not going to Harvard, they're just like interested in it. So I would say our students, like they're being like asked to things and like approached all the time. Another thing that's really different about campus, sorry, they're doing the street cleaning, it's kind of loud, is everything is very, like, at Wake, like, if you want to be in a social club or, like, the Women in Business Club, you just, like, sign up. But at Harvard, you have to, like, compete with other students to get a slot in the Women in Business Club. It's everything is exclusive and like competitive. So I think that like adds like a dynamic, but also something I'm learning about Harvard that I think is really beautiful that me and my boss Michael have been talking about. It's like you have this idea that Harvard is just like the students whose like parents and grandparents went to Harvard. But there's a large group of students who are considered first generation or low income students or low socioeconomic status. Michael puts it like in this way. He says like Harvard has like all this power and they choose to like give it to people who like actually don't have any power and give them like a shot at like education and life after Harvard. And it's like it's a pretty beautiful thing because you have like such a wide range of students on campus. Of course, it creates other, like, social dynamics on campus, but It's pretty cool.
That's great. Well, how nice that they don't have to compete to come to RUF.
Yeah, that's the thing is RUF is literally so different than any other group on campus because all the other ones are like, let me like beat you out for a spot. And RUF is like, no, you can just like come have free food and hang out.
Limited spots.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions around the table?
Does anybody at Harvard realize that it was a started as a Christian university?
I think they probably do.
You say that some of them do.
Yeah, I think everyone like knows that. I don't know that it's like, I don't know.
Can you use that as an entrance to talk to other students?
Yeah. What I've found, this is like a very complicated, there's like such an interesting understanding of what Christianity is on campus. So I wrote about it kind of in one of my newsletters, but like if we're like tabling on campus and like handing out chicken fingers or handing out like cake or whatever, like a student will approach us and be like, what are you giving away? And if we say like, oh, like you can just have this for free, like no strings attached. And they're like, well, what group are you? And we're like, we're a Christian group. Some of them will be like, okay, that's nice. We've actually met a few students who have been coming to RUF because of that. But some, once they hear like you're a Christian group, they're like, ooh, like I gotta back up. And you're like, no, like you can just like have this. You don't have to come to anything. You don't have to be a Christian, you know? So that really had me thinking. I was like, what is it in their life that tells them like, if a Christian is handing me something, I'm not going to take it. And I'm really interested in that because like something is telling them that, whether it was like social media or like something like that, or like a personal experience, what I'm understanding is people here could be coming from any part of the spectrum with their understanding of what Christianity even is. An example of that is like there are Christian groups in Boston on campus that would lean more towards like actual cults. So they like are pretty like dangerous communities with like spiritual and emotional abuse. So something I've been thinking about is like they see a like on the surface, we might not look any different, you know, than people who are inviting them into potentially dangerous situations. So how do we carry ourselves and interact with students and show up and love on them in a way to communicate that, like, we are not that? And having Harvard in our name is part of it. Like, we're associated with Harvard. But what I'm trying to get at, really, is that students might have pretty bad experiences with Christians in the past and have reasons why they like don't like they're like ooh, you know. So something that I have been brainstorming is making a discussion group throughout campus that is not like labeled as like this is for RUF or like whatever, but it would be a space for students to come and discuss what their understanding of religion is. Because what I found is Boston is like, I thought when I told someone I was a Christian, they were going to be hostile and like want to like argue and tell me what they thought. But what I've realized is Boston is actually like post-Christianity. So they don't even care to talk about it. It's like, My campus minister explained it as like they if he's like I go to church, they're like, okay, like whatever, that's your life, I don't care. They like almost see it as like I go to magic shows, they're like, okay. And so I want to start like a group where I would be able to hear what students are actually thinking, because the hardest part is hearing what their background is with Christianity or with religion in general. They could be like having any sort of background experience and I wouldn't know because they just don't talk about it. So that's something I'm working through right now, is starting like a discussion group that I would like advertise through like friends of friends and like around campus, just so that I can have an understanding of where students are coming from and what they think. Because I think there's a lot of value in discussion and like learning where they're coming from. Like, how am I supposed to minister to them if I have no idea what they think I mean when I say I'm a Christian, you know?
Maybe that's
my answer.
Intellectual community might engage in that because more out of, you know, just discussion as opposed to being interested in Christianity in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very complicated.
Lucy, speaking of backgrounds, what do you find is the background of most of the students who come regularly to RUF? Are they raised in church?
A lot of our students that come to RUF were raised in the church. It's pretty cool though, because so like at RUF at Wake, a lot of students that were interested in like the Presbyterian church were either like raised Presbyterian or they were like raised Baptist, and they like were kind of like, oh no, like it's like the PCA is better than whatever. So at Wake there was kind of like a homogenous like understanding of like theology. And what we have here is a lot of our students, even on ministry team, are in very different places in their spiritual walk and like their understanding of theology and how to like live it out in a kind and loving way. So they have very cool conversations. And they're a lot of students on ministry team are very interested in theology. And like, I would say part of it is like always wanting to be right. And something we're trying to like remind them is like, there's like more to it than that, you know, like there's like loving one another. One of our students is from Singapore. And like he was raised Christian. It's just so cool because the Lord is really like stretching my understanding of what being a Christian like means. Like he grew up in Singapore. He like fought in like the army in Singapore, and like now he's here, and like he like is so fascinating. And like I was asking him why he was a Christian, and he was telling me that he has like explored every other option. Not like he was always a Christian, but he was like, if I'm going to say I'm a Christian, I have to know that like all these other things like I don't believe. And he was like, I've literally read all the things, like I've thought, like he's like brilliant. And he's like, Christianity is the only way, and it's the only place where like it is finished. Like Jesus like has done it for you, and like the Lord wants a relationship with you. Like no other religion is like that. So it's cool to hear his perspective. And then we have some students kind of like, they call it like the fringe, but that like maybe weren't raised Christian or, yeah.
All kinds.
Yeah.
Is there a particular PCA church that's sort of a host church for you, or how does that work?
So there's a few PCA churches in Boston. City Life is the name of the one that I've primarily been going to. There's Christ the King Cambridge, and they've planted some like all over. So they've planted like Christ the King Newton. I'm pretty sure they planted City Life. And so I went to CTK, Christ the King, a little bit. But City Life seems to be a place where like there's more like young people. The congregation is really cool, and there's like a range of different types of people from all over the place. So I've really enjoyed worshiping and being in that space. Yeah, a lot of the RUF interns go to City Life. So I have found a lot of support in the people that go there. Like, I even have a friend who goes there, and we were talking the other day, and like she did RUF in college. So she was like just talking to me about the ways that she understands that I need to like be able to rest at church and like not consider it like my job and like have separation. So there's an understanding of RUF there, which is pretty cool.
Shannon had a question in the back.
Oh, I was going to ask, are there churches that you feed into recommending students to attend and get involved?
Mm-hmm. So we recommend those. We recommend City Life, Christ the King Cambridge. Hope Fellowship is another really healthy church in Boston. It's not PCA. I'm trying to think. They go to a range. Some of them go to a church called Aletheia. But as staff, we all go to Presbyterian churches. But it's not like if a student doesn't go to a Presbyterian church, we're going to like, no, we have to do this. But when we take students to church, it is to the Presbyterian churches.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any other questions? Online, on Zoom? Dad's up there. You don't have a question?
Well, it's kind of nice hearing somebody else ask the questions because Lucy's are all ours. Julie's are much better questions. Yeah, we're actually going up this weekend to visit, so we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great.
Get to check everything out and maybe make it to church Sunday and see the whole world.
Good. Lucy, this is totally off the RUF subject, but have you witnessed any of the anti-Israel demonstrations at Harvard?
I have not. I was yesterday, I was like not directly on campus, but I was right off campus. And then we went straight to another thing. So I didn't see anything, but I've been reading about it a little bit.
I just wondered if they were hostile or peaceful demonstrations.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to answer that. I'm not really sure.
Somebody sent me an article yesterday where like 30 organizations at Harvard have signed some letter like condemning Israel and saying this is all Israel's fault. And of course, it's all these like Islamic whatever, but hopefully we will not encounter any of those people when we're there because I might have a hard time having a Christian demeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, we got your prayer request. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that before we move to a time of prayer?
Yeah, I would say I would emphasize, like, I've been meeting with girls, and I've met with a few of them for a second or even third time. But I would love if, like, even, like, one or two students was just like, I want to meet, like, once a month or biweekly, or just, like expressed wanting, like, a more regular or like deeper relationship. Yeah.
All right. Well, we can move to a time of prayer. And Boa, if you can open us and Tom will close. And anybody who'd like to pray in between, that would be great.
Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time with Lucy. And Lord, I thank you for her heart and willingness to go to Harvard. Lord, from what I hear from her now, that is a tough ministry ground to be. It's really hard to get close to people. It's hard to reach out to people, and it's just so different from where we are here and probably where Lucy grew up here in the church and at Trinity and with parents and her grandparents and her relatives. So, it's just sounds like it's a different ground. So I pray that you would encourage her, that you would open the door, that she could build these relationships with these girls and for long-term relationships. So, it's just hard for me to comprehend the surrounding that she's in, where down here we go out and we can talk to anybody about Christ anytime, and the majority of them know who Christ is and they know what a Christian is, but thinking being in a place where they don't know what Christianity is, or even they don't even want to talk to you about it because they think you might be some kind of cult or something. So I just pray that the Holy Spirit would move at Harvard and many other colleges, but just from what we know, that Harvard is a very liberal church that has really turned against Christ, even though the school was founded as a Christian school. So I pray that through this ministry there that Lucy's in, that say we would see a small revival, then a big revival, Lord, and a bold move to turn Harvard back to Christ. So again, I just thank you for Lucy's willingness to go there, and here we are in our own country having such a difficult time to share the love of Christ, but we have those that are willing to do it. So continue to be with Lucy. Continue to give her the courage and wisdom of what it takes to reach out to people from all over the world. Lord, you've got an international ministry there that she's involved in. So, again, I just praise you and thank you for her and for this time. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for Lucy and just her willingness to go to a difficult place like Harvard to share the gospel. And I just thank you for her, just the excitement in her voice, even at the opportunities under difficult circumstances. And Father, I pray for innovative thinking and just creative ideas for Lucy and her team as they seek to come up with new ways to attract unbelievers and skeptics and those who perhaps have had a bad experience in previous churches, and just those who are seekers of the truth. And I pray that you'd help them to come up with better ways to be able to reach out and just broaden their range of students that they're able to contact. And Father, I pray for opportunities for Lucy to be able to connect with students, especially young women who need to be discipled, and just those who need a friend so that she can build relationships with them. And I just pray for the spiritual and mental health of the RUF staff at Harvard, and that you'll keep their spirits lifted up during these upcoming winter months, and just encourage them, Lord, and just give them success. And as they battle not only the dark of winter, but just the dark forces of the devil who would just seek to discourage them. And I pray that, Lord, that you would bind Satan from attacking and just constantly remind them, Lord, that you are there with them and that you will never leave them or forsake them.
Lord, we thank you for allowing us this time to come and hear from Lucy, and we thank you for her sweet spirit and her willingness to go out and just to tell others about you and not be ashamed of being a Christian and just wanting to love those students at Harvard. Lord, we just pray that you will open doors and open hearts for her. We thank you for Peyton and Melissa and Dr. Ms. Chapman who've poured into her, and thank you that she has grown up in the church and she's ready to share that with people from all over the world. Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless her and the ministry staff there, and be with them as they move forward with new ideas and ways to reach students. In Christ's name.
Dear Father, thank you, Lord, for the work that you are doing at Harvard, especially in the small group of students that's coming to the large group meetings. Lord, I pray that you would deepen their community. Lord, that the differences theologically between them, between even ministry staff among each other, Lord, that would not be an opportunity for the devil to come in and divide, but Lord, that rather would be an opportunity for the love of Christ to be seen. Lord, that you would build this community and deepen the bonds of fellowship and friendship. Lord, I pray that those students would be there for each other, that you would grow the love between them, Lord, and that Lucy would be able to witness it and be part of it. And I pray that you would give her and the ministry staff wisdom for how to foster that and how to do that at the same time, reaching out to students who are just indifferent to you, Lord, and have this apathy. Lord, I pray you give them wisdom to do tackle these different fronts, and also that Lucy and the other ministry staff would remain strong and rooted and being fed by you through this ministry and through their local church. Pray, Lord, you would encourage and deepen their fellowship as well. Bind them together in unity and love for each other. That was impressive.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time to talk with Lucy and to hear her report. Thank you for the work you are doing there through the RUF with the minister and Lucy and this other intern. And I pray that you would bless their efforts for the advancing of your kingdom there locally. Thank you for these churches that are welcoming the staff and the students, and that through them, the students would have a better realization of what the full body of Christ looks like, and that they would be welcomed in that. I pray especially for the outreach to freshman students, and for whatever seems to be hindering that, I pray that you would draw freshmen in, and that they would see RUF as a very welcoming place, and a place that where they can find friends, but friends in Christ in particular. And I pray for this idea that Lucy's been developing to form of outreach and to hear students and to gather and to give them a free space to talk and to discuss and to be able to be open then to Christianity, and that we know that only your Holy Spirit will open hearts, and yet we pray that you would guide Lucy as she tries to shape this. And I pray for discipleship, that she would do with one or two girls in particular, that there would be a good, strong bond of relationship there that would form and that would shape these students for a life to follow you and to serve you, to glorify you. Yes. And we do pray for just the RUF staff and their mental and spiritual health, and just the day-to-day pressures and life and the marketplace of ideas that is a university, this one is, that you would give them a sense of peace in serving your kingdom, and a sense of your presence there as they serve you, that your spirit would give them the words and the thoughts that you would shape them as they go about the purpose for which you put them there, and that they would be a light for the gospel. Lord, in all these things, we give you praise. I'm grateful for this day, for your blessings. And I pray that each of us would serve and glorify you in the things that you've appointed for us today. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bubba said he might know somebody at MIT that hooked up at RUF. Aren't you rooming with somebody that does it over there?
My best friend from college is the RUF intern at MIT.
Okay, we're going to send you a name then.
Yeah, we've talked about that, and I've talked to the friend, and is it okay if I just send you her name and information?
Yes.
And you know, I don't know the best way to handle it, but I can do that. So
that's perfect.
She is not a freshman, and she might be a junior or senior. I don't know.
That's okay. Yeah, that's great. And I can pass along her information to my friend Gracie.
All right. Well, I'll get the information today and send it to you.
Thank you.
That's my fault for not following up with it.
Okay. Lucy, do you have any time to draw and paint?
I have actually drawn a few things. Just for my apartment, nothing crazy. I wish I did have more time to do that. Maybe I will ever.
You're so gifted. I want to encourage you to continue that.
Thank you.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you. And thank y'all for all your support. It takes a lot to keep everything going, and it wouldn't be possible without Trinity's support. So thank you.
We love hearing from you.
We thank you for being there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.